My freshman year of college, I would get up bright and early on Sunday mornings after a hard night of partying and 2 or 3 hours of sleep to wait for a ride to church from this 80-year-old widower named Herb. I was the only person up at that hour on campus to go to Trinity Lutheran Church, except for this other freshman named Dan, who was filling in as the organist over at Trinity. One morning, on our drive back from church, Herb said to me offhandedly, "Thank the good Lord we have Dan." I was like, "Yeah, Dan is a really talented musician, sure." And Herb shook his head. "No, you don't understand. Dan is really a godsend. We've had no music at all for months after our old organist left. We had that old organist for years, until this year." And here Herb leaned in a little bit, and I got really nervous because Herb had a habit of coasting through red lights unaware, so I kind of kept one eye on Herb and one eye on the road as I continued to listen, and he went on. "This year, we learned that that old organist was a homosexual, so we tried to get rid of him.